USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal court is not going to support the Trump administration's bid to detain migrant children indefinitely. A federal judge ordering the White House to follow the Flores Agreement, which mandates that migrant kids can only be detained for 20 days. The administration is planning an appeal. In New York City,
we lost a hero. By every measure, we lost a hero.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio referring to Officer Brian Mulkeen, the New York City police officer killed in a shootout with a suspect early today. Meanwhile, in Houston, Texas, this woman remembers the Harris County deputy, Sandeep Dhaliwal, who was shot and killed on Friday.
Always wanted to share stories about his kids. I think that's probably the hardest part about all of this is his family.
The suspect in that case faces capital murder in New York. The gunman was killed by police. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Five people recovering after a mass stabbing yesterday afternoon at a mall near Baltimore, Maryland. None of the injuries considered life-threatening. Baltimore County Police say they shot and killed the suspect. Witnesses say he had been walking around a liquor store, demanding money and threatening people with the knife. President Trump has signed another budget measure to keep the federal government up and running, for now, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Congress reset the clock when it passed a continuing resolution, or CR, that funds government operations through November 21st. This buys Congress an extra 8 weeks to work on a longer-term spending deal.
In Hong Kong, thousands took part in largely peaceful protests near the harbor and other parts of the city on Saturday, but today it's another day of anti-government protests that appear to be turning violent. In Hong Kong, police firing tear gas and using water cannons as demonstrators dressed in black are throwing rocks and breaking windows. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Following the recent announcement of a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and a phone call he had with the Ukrainian president in July, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called the proceedings a somber affair. She spoke yesterday at a forum held by the Texas Tribune.
This is very bad news for our country because if it is as it seems to be, our president engaged in something that's so far beyond what our founders had in mind. They knew that some president might go beyond what the Constitution intended, and they put guardrails there. This goes beyond any guardrails.
And speaking at that event in Austin, Pelosi also said that public opinion is now on the side of the impeachment inquiry. Three people injured after a helicopter crashed to the Pennsylvania fairground last evening. Authorities say the sightseeing helicopter smashed into several cars that were parked outside the Bloomsburg Fair at about 8 p.m. The pilot and two passengers taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And the New York Mets' Pete Alonso breaking a home run record last night. Alonso hit his 53rd home run of the season in last night's game against the Braves, breaking the MLB rookie record that had been set by New York Yankee Aaron Judge in 2017. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.